This is WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. WGNS Action Line.
Now your host,
Scott Walker.
This morning we're going to be talking about the Blackman Barbecue, which is coming up this Friday, in fact. So it's right around the corner. John Beatty, Steve Sandlin in studio with us this morning. And John, when does that barbecue actually get underway?
Oh, it'll get underway this coming Friday night, starting serving at 5:30. And we'll last to about 8:30. We have a band, and all of that will be at Lane Agri Park off of John Rice.
And this has been going on for over 70 years. This is the 71st year?
This is the 71st year. We're the same age as WGNS. The community club, it was organized in
1947.
And then the barbecue for fundraisers and all started in 1949. So we had 70 years, and then during COVID, we shut down.
Was that COVID year, the only year that it was shut down?
Right. And then this is the first time we've come back since COVID.
Looking back 70 plus years ago, what was the reason again for first starting this, and where did those funds first go? How were they used at first?
To build a community club. It was all rural community, and really the home demonstration ladies back in the 40s, after the extension service had the home demonstration and all, started meeting in homes once a month, and Miss Florence Hartman, had lived there at the time, said, why don't we have a central meeting place? And she started going to the country store where they hung out and suggested it and give me some money, and some of them give them $100 and they'd get a little. And they started meeting in the homes. Then they started, and where the community club is where the original Blackman Academy was. And it blew away in 1913. The same tornado came through Murfreesboro.
And over those years, you had more and more community members get involved and participate in events there. And then, Steve, how did you get involved with all of this?
Scott, I didn't get there until 1989, way back there. And then I was elected as county commissioner in 1990, you know, come to MTSU and ended up staying. And my first house was out there in Blackman, and then my second house was in Blackman, and now the third house is in Blackman. So I've stayed right there within a mile of each one of them, and we've been here at this place, you know, over in the Foothill subdivision for 29 years, I think. So it slips away from me pretty quick, you know. We raised two kids over there, and you know, the Blackman Community Club, we got in it really because John L. and Melissa and the folks there, they just make you feel welcome and come on in. And you know, I was a little young whippersnapper coming in there and then on the county commission, and just have enjoyed it for years. We used to do, and which I hope we bring that back, John L., is, you know, you make it a dish, you know, you might have chicken casserole or some sort or whatever, and fresh vegetables out of the garden, and this one brings this and this one brings that, and then we have a little sit down and we all eat together and talk about things and jump in on the barbecue. My wife was president. Well, she was pregnant with Savannah when she was president. So that's been, Savannah's 26. So that's been a while.
It's wild how 25. Fast time goes by.
I mean,
because you're talking about 1990, you were a county commissioner, and then it doesn't seem like it was that long ago.
Man,
though,
you just blink and it's over. I mean, I really still wish we had the Blackman Barbecue out at the Blackman Community Center, but, you know, across the road, that field where we used to park cars, it's houses now, you know, and it's too small. And so the Lane Niagara Park really fits with what we do, and it's still got the community feel. You know, it's that back barn back there where they do the
farmer's market.
And so, I mean, it's just perfect. You know, you come in there and go back there, plenty of parking. Yeah. And I was looking at the weather since we've had so much rain.
And there's more rain expected?
It's a little bit, but, you know, you never know. There's scattered showers, you know, it may just come right over us and rain. But it's inside, so you don't have to worry about that. So it's rain or rain, sleet, or snow, or sunshine, I guess, Friday, we're going to have the barbecue. So
that Blackman area has been developed and grown so fast since those 1900 periods, whenever that community really started.
Man, if you go down there today, you won't recognize it with all the road changes, and we got two new schools going in, you know, right there, and it's the whole landscape is just changed. You know, a lot of farm fields and stuff have changed in their houses now, and like I said, two new schools coming in, but you know that that's progress. But it's kind of like our church. It's gotten bigger, but it's still that home feel, you know, where everybody kind of knows everybody. I mean, we're still trying to figure out who everybody is, but it's still got that community feel, and that's what's awesome.
Now, Ronnell McMurray is also with us today, and how did you get involved with the Blackman Barbecue?
Yes, sir. So, Ronnell McMurray here. I serve as the county commissioner for District 19, which is mostly a lot of the Blackman area. I moved here in 2012, lived in this area since then for a while. And I have a 7-year-old, so we're often at the Blackman Community Center Park. That's how we kind of got started, you know, the playground, the swings, and the old basketball, but now it's a new refurbished basketball area. And so we just started attending the meetings, and like Steve says, you know, from the very first meeting, they've always made us feel at home. And now Nate, he gets hugs from Miss Gurley and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just it's a hometown feel. And I remember attending a couple of the barbecues before COVID, and I kind of got disappointed, you know, when COVID started. And so now that we're trying to bring it back, I kind of helped serve on the committee with Billy Pittman and Steve and April Smith. And so, you know, we're just trying to bring it back. This is a, you know, a new year. And so hopefully next year we're going to make it bigger and better, because we know it's an election year. So we know that politicians and their campaigns and stuff are going to come out. But it's just something for the community to enjoy, fellowship, barbecue, love one another. You know, and like he said, we're the fastest growing area within Rutherford County.
And now, what area did you move here from in 2012?
From Wilson County.
Okay.
Just right across the street. So growing up here, you know, we would either go to Rivergate or Murfreesboro. And so I knew Murfreesboro quite well before moving here. And so, like I said, I represent one of the fastest growing areas in the county. Two new schools. We've got a big intersection change that's going in right now. Blackman Road is currently part of this cutoff, section off. And just a lot of new development, and we're excited, especially along the Veterans Parkway area, Franklin Road. We're excited.
John L. and myself have been shutting the gate every morning that we, you know, leave the house, and we come back and the gate's open, and
some more
developments come in, you know. It's crazy.
Exactly. And we also, growing up, me and my son used to go to Mr. Beatty's Farms to pick those strawberries for several years, and so that's kind of why we love that field, where you can just go out there and just pick the strawberries and just feel at home. But, you know, Mr. Beatty can't say anything bad about him.
When is that coming back, John L.? Strawberries. We miss those strawberries.
If it does, it would be planted next fall.
Awesome.
This coming fall.
Awesome. Awesome.
And John, going back to you, did you ever envision a school would be built on part of what used to be your property?
No. At the very end of that field back in 1913, my granddaddy, the land, it was a school to replace the one that blew away. And they closed it in 1939 and bust all those kids, started Critchlow. That's how long since the school hadn't been in Blackman for 50 years, from 39 to 99. I guess that's 60 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Before they did Blackman High School and all.
But that's how fast that area has grown.
Yes.
I mean, it's totally changed from what it really used to be.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Do we have an idea of how many people live out that direction, the number of houses, or the population count?
I point to
the county commissioner.
County commissioner.
he has an exact number he's about to announce.
I don't have an exact number, but I know I like to represent close to about 20,000 people, and that's not even all of Blackman. It's probably...
This district is split.
Yeah, it's kind of split.
District 9 fits in there.
And District 20, Trey Gooch, and then Josh James, and I'm kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's probably 30,000-40,000.
It seems like Blackman area, then South Murfreesboro, they've been two of the fastest growing areas over the past 10 or 15 years at least.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's really wild to drive out that direction, because if you haven't been out there in the last 5 years, you may not recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell people if I'm out of town or something, where are you from? So, you know, Murfreesboro or Rutherford County, and say Blackman, the true Blackman, off Blackman Road, you know. So
I don't
Blackman has, like, you know, it's grown really big.
People don't understand how small that area used to be. I mean, it was a much smaller area with a much smaller population.
Then you had 840 to go through and kind of split it up there.
24.
You know? Yeah, and 24.
Now, again,
well, I've always seen 24, but you.
The Blackman Barbecue, it's coming up this Friday. It's outgrown the Blackman Community Center, which is why it's at the Lane Agri Park now.
Correct.
And it's going to be this Friday, 5:30. How do you go about getting tickets for that, or do you just show up?
Just show up.
Yep. Just show up.
Show up at the door.
We were going to pre-sale, but it was just too quick, you know, for us to do it. And so we just said, hey, we'll just do it at the thing. And this is kind of dusting the shelf off a little bit for next year. Like I say, this is we're not going to have all the jumpies and blow-ups and all that sort of stuff in games or whatever this time.
What I enjoy.
It's pretty much the barbecue. But next year, I don't want to put my foot in my mouth, but I think next year, It'll be more of that stuff out there and try to make it probably really big. Like you said, with the election coming on, there's going to be a lot of folks out there politicking and eating barbecue and having a big time.
So. Now, food preparation. How do you go about figuring out, all right, we're going to hope for this amount of people coming out? How do you prepare for that?
Well, John L. has a hog farm over there, you know. And so we just keep sending them through the barbecue pit until the people quit coming. And
send
then
one more.
Right. That sounds good, but it's hard to predict.
Yes,
anymore.
It is.
You've been shut down. Mm-hmm. We've had 300 to 500 to 750 at times. We don't know where to start, but we're starting about 300.
And who cooks all that?
We're getting it this time from
Single Tree Barbecue, locally, veteran owned. They're off of Old Fort Parkway. They're going to be the ones that are catering and taking care of all of our barbecue this time. Charlie Eblin.
So they're out that Blackman direction.
They're right around the corner. Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool, though, how it's grown from probably 100 people or so, maybe 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, probably 300 then, but.
300 then,
it used to be about 100 when we started. It's always been the fourth Friday in June is when they started, but we probably had 100, but most of them were like family reunions, old families coming back on the earlier ones. They'd have left, gone out for jobs, and come back because their farms were still there and family was still there.
Mm-hmm. And that's a hot time of the year because that's like right at the start of summer, too.
Yes. Oh.
And yes. I remember when my wife was president down there, and she decided to do these jumpies and games and all this, and then she goes, and Steve, you're a county commissioner, you need to have a game. And I was trying to pick out a game that was going to be fun for everybody, you know, and they were already taken. So all these people had gotten, and people running for election and stuff had already gotten, like, the good games, so to speak. And so basically what was left was the Dunkin' booth.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going, I know what's going to happen here. I'm going to end up on this Dunkin' booth. So, and you just set the budget right when this thing's going. You know, it's like it always happens that way.
So people either love you or hate you when it starts.
Oh, yeah. And it's like right after we set that budget that year, you know, oh, they're ready to throw softballs at you. So
they may bring baseballs.
So. Yeah, baseballs.
Why is it that our wives are always the most ambitious when it comes to things like that?
I think she could entail them throwing softballs at me, you know, so just, yeah, here's your chance, you know, to do this and have fun. And heck, I remember Bobby Francis hook up the lawnmower, and what he'd have, five, six wagons pulling around with little kids. What'd he charge, a quarter or something, or a dime or something?
On starting at a quarter.
And so the little kid just gets in the wagon, and they're all hooked by like a rope or something. He just rides them around the facility.
Safety first.
I mean, you know, good times, man. It was awesome.
Do they still do like a hayride or anything?
Well, not out there. But like I said, you know, next year we might come up with some of that stuff.
Yeah.
No, we never had a hayride. That's where we went for the little ones, for wagon rides.
not an official one.
Yeah, that's right.
When you to have a fish pond.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And these toys that come out of Cracker Jacks now, that was about...
what you were throwing.
Yeah. Over.
Kids seem to enjoy all of this type of stuff, though. I mean, it gives them a chance to interact with a lot of other kids.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember one year, it was right before the... you're campaigning, and so I'm handing out these... bubblegum things that come in a paint can. I didn't really understand that, but it's individually wrapped. So I was like, hey, this is safe, and I give it out. Every kid there that year, whatever color you chose to chew, that's what color your mouth and your tongue and everything was. So if you did blue or green or red, I had so many parents, I said, well, I'm losing this year. You know, I'm losing this election, man. It was all over the kids' face, you know, and that's it's kind of like stained and on their shirt and everything. It's like, oh, this ain't good. This ain't good.
Now, the money that's raised this year, do you have an idea of how that's going to be used yet?
Yes, we have a lot of, we just gave away the other day two more scholarships for high school graduates, one from Stewart's Creek, one from Blackman. Mm-hmm. We've also do the Atlas program. We give $1,200 plus to the Atlas school programs.
Yeah.
In the Atlas program, they send backpacks home with kids with food. Yes. Mm-hmm.
With food and stuff in there that they can use. I mean, even like macaroni, quick things in the microwave and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool program, and it's an awesome. And then also for the grounds. I mean, you've got constant upkeep there,
upkeep and repair from the pavilion, the playground, the pickleball courts.
Looking back, economics have changed over the years too, because it's like we hit this one point in Rutherford County where prices were just right, people could afford everything they needed, and then all of a sudden prices go up for everything, including property, and folks who you think may not be struggling are suddenly struggling, and that's where the Atlas program really does come in and help out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
It does.
It does.
And pickleball, I mean, I never even heard of pickleball until...
I struggle at pickleball.
You know,
that's,
for years.
Speaking of struggling, that's...
Yeah, but I mean, you go down there every morning, there's a group down there playing. You'll see John L. I mean, I haven't gone against him yet, but he's probably the pickleball champion down there.
I'm not the champion. There's been a lot of them trained that are champions down there.
It's good exercise, though.
It's very good exercise.
Absolutely.
And that's why so many, you got a little smaller court than you do on tennis, is not as hard on your knees and shoulders.
You know what's interesting, when you look at all the different areas that have developed in Rutherford County, the Blackman area has really, it seems like, focused on families more than anything else. You don't see a ton of business development that direction like you do in some of the other areas, which I think is good for families.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always been family oriented, and monthly meetings, Steve was talking about coming and eating monthly. We did that up until a few years ago, but after we started back with COVID, we hadn't.
COVID just messed everything up.
It just messed everything up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all for family, the kids involved, use the building, family reunions, graduation parties, birthday parties.
Oh,
yeah.
This
weekend, there was two or three alone, you know, I drove by, and there was two or three different events that people ran out all the time.
What, a couple weeks ago, over in the pavilion, what was it, a jazz little put-together thing
jazz
there,
concert.
A little jazz deal over there, and then we just hosted the dancers here, last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the Folk Fest.
International Folk Fest.
We feed them every year. We've done that for...
I don't know, probably
since they've been coming, but we'll... Mm-hmm. Host breakfast for them, and then they'll dance out there in the parking lot.
We used to fix casseroles and all that stuff, and you know, Hardy's does just an awesome job.
I concur. I agree.
Now, for families who live out there in the Blackman area, if they want to utilize that community center, how do they go about, let's say, reserving it for a birthday or an event?
You got April's number?
No, you go online.
You go online to the website, the Blackman Community Center website, or you can go to the Facebook page as well. So I would encourage individuals to go on there and follow and share. But we try to keep things posted on there for events, how to rent things out and stuff like that. It's not hard to find. And it's real easy. I mean, like I said, you have the pavilion, you got the basketball court, the playground, the pickleball court. I mean, it's really nice for the amount.
And we're always looking for new members too down in that area. You know, just come out and check us out, and heck, just bring your family, like I said, family oriented, so bring the kids and the wife, and you know, and just come down and enjoy the facility, and like my kids have always had a birthday party there sometime or another. I know mm-hmm. we've had a wedding shower down there yeah. and a baby shower and this and that. And I mean, it's just a perfect spot.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the big barbecue, that's taking place this Friday at the Lane Agri Park. And 5:30 is when it starts.
5:30 to 8:30.
And to get tickets, you just literally
show up to the door.
Should be a fun event. Plenty to eat, I'm sure.
We hope so.
Hopefully you won't run out of food.
Like I say, we got a band, so it's going to be good music down there as well. And
we're awarding the two scholarships that night?
Yes, that's right.
That same night, yes.
So scholarships will be awarded that evening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes,
do you already have the students? Do you already know who those are going to be?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So those scholarships, have you had to go up in the amount you give over the years, too, just because costs have gone up for everything?
Yes, we've gone from $500 to $750.
Yeah.
And so those will be
scholarship.
Okay. And then those will be awarded. The students who do win those each year, do they have to write in or sign their name in order to be?
Yes. I mean, it's pretty tough criteria thing. I mean, they do a booklet that's got to be done a certain way, and three or four of the members come up, you know, with all this, you know, my wife and Miss Ann. I mean, a lot of different ones mm-hmm. have come up on this to the criteria to actually apply for a scholarship. So it's not easy. It's what they've done in the past, you know, their community. High school years, and it's a pretty strenuous. So
it's a lot on service. What yes. have you done mm-hmm. in the community?
Sounds great, and yeah. I'm sure we'll see some pictures from all this on Facebook after this weekend.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Again, been talking about the Blackman Barbecue coming up this Friday. Starts at 5:30 at the Lane Agri Park, and you just show up there, and tickets at the door. Yes, easy sir. Enough.
Plenty of parking and out of the weather, so don't worry about rain if it does.
It'll be indoors, so nothing to worry about there.
There you go.
Again, with us this morning we have Mr. Beatty. We also have Rommel McMurray. Yes, and Steve Sandlin. Thank you all for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available now in iOS and Android.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We're trying to give them a place where they can eat with their family that's not fast food. We want to create an atmosphere where we can sit down and just have a good old-fashioned family dinner. But unfortunately now, most people can't do it at home. So, you know, two people are working, the kids' activities. And so what we're doing is we provide that, and we make it affordable. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Here at Animal City, we keep your pet protected, safe, and comfortable. So whether it's helping you find the perfect bedding for your critter or a toy that your dog will absolutely love, let our experience help you here at Animal City. Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, we are very proud to be family-owned and serving Murfreesboro since 1990. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro, Animal City.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.